Chapter 2. State the facts. Are you beating yourself up, judging yourself, or over-dramatizing things? If so, it is likely that instead of looking at the facts objectively, you're paying too much attention to your negative thoughts. When you're in a negative state, this becomes normal. In other words, negative thoughts that once passed by unnoticed have become your center of attention. And as you identify with these negative thoughts, you create even more negative emotions. Experiencing negative emotions is inevitable at times. But please remember, most mental suffering is optional. This kind of mental suffering only happens when you over-identify with those negative emotions and give them more power than they really have. Now, take a step back and look at the situation you are in right now. Ask yourself, 20 years from now, will this even matter? Is this the first time I've felt this way? Is this really that big a deal? Is the event relevant on a world scale? What can I do about it right now? For instance, I was unable to work on this book for several days and suffered from a lack of motivation. Now, let's state the facts and separate them from the fiction, the story that was going on in my mind. Facts: I didn't work on my book for a few days. Interpretations: I lack discipline, I'm lazy, I'm not good enough. The mental suffering I experienced included shame, guilt, anger, and frustration. When we separate the facts from my interpretations of them, the only thing we can say is that I didn't write for a few days. That's it. Nothing more to say about it. Now, is this such a big deal? If I took the time to look at the big picture, was it something that deserved the time I spent worrying about it? Probably not. Will it matter 20 years from now? Definitely not. Was it the first time I'd felt the same way? No, I have felt the same way before and managed to overcome it. Is the event relevant on the world scale? Hell no. What can I do about it now? Among other things, I can show myself compassion, or I can talk to a friend to receive an external perspective. Learning to separate pure facts from your interpretation of them will allow you to take a step back and observe your situation from a broader and more objective point of view. Remember, facts don't create mental suffering. Your interpretation of them does. Exercise: state the facts. Using your action guide, write down the raw facts regarding your current situation. Make sure to detach yourself and look at it objectively. Then, write down your interpretation and how you feel. Finally, write down what you can do to improve the situation.